all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
So, Michelle, you know I was in Denver, right? I've sort of been on the road for about 2 weeks now. So I was at Denver at the Binge Eating Disorder Association annual meeting. And there were 300 people in the room, and there was somebody presenting, and I'm sitting there. And who sits next to me but our next guest? I mean, how random is this? This is so funny. It's Dr. Julie Anae, who is a PhD, licensed clinical psychologist, and eating disorder specialist. She's a founder and clinical director of A New Beginning, an innovative outpatient treatment center specializing in the care of all eating disorders. And most importantly for you, Michelle, you know who she is. What a small world. She's on our advisory board for Empow Her. Is that the coolest? And now she's going to help us understand how to prevent childhood eating disorders. Welcome, Julie, to Her Radio, and what a small world it is, isn't it?
What a small world it certainly is. It was wonderful to be able to meet you in person, and I really believe in destiny. I think that there was a reason why we sat next to each other in that conference, and I am so thrilled to be here today, helping to educate and inspire for our next generation of children. So thank you, and I'm really pleased to be here.
I'm so happy you're here with us, Julie. So let's talk about this a little bit. So the age onset used to be between the ages of 13 and 17, with these eating disorders for children, and now it's between 9 and 12 years old. What's happening?
Well, it's heartbreaking, and unfortunately, I think that we are going to see this trend continue to increase if we don't do something about it. We are seeing more and more, both in my clinical practice, but also just, you know, I'm a mom of two daughters myself, and going out into the schools, seeing the friends socialize, it seems like kids are much more aware and unfortunately obsessively focused on weight and food at a younger and younger age. And it's very disturbing, and I think we need to start working on turning this trend around.
Well, you know, just throw us out a solution, just a few solutions. We're going to do this, you know, problem, thoughts on solution, problem, thoughts on solution. So what hits you immediately
you bet,
as a psychologist and expert? Go ahead.
Well, there are many, many solutions, which I'm really happy about because it sounds very hopeless, but you know what? We need to be hopeful. You know, everybody tends to look at the media, and that's definitely an area that we need to be aware of, and we need to start fighting against the messages our kids receive on TV. But I tend to focus more on what we can do in the immediate, and we can do a lot because parents, even of adolescent children, are the most influential people in our children's lives. So we can do a lot by starting to change things right here at home within our own family. And to me, that's very hopeful. So what are some of those things? You know, one of the things I think we really need to look at as women and very, you know, honestly, is what is our relationship with our appearance in our body? You know, are we hyper-focused on weight and dieting? Because if we are, our children are going to pick up on that. And even if we tell our daughters, don't diet, that's not a safe thing, but we are counting calories and we are obsessing about what we just ate, we're giving them a message that really is going to be what becomes internalized. And we need to change that.
So we have to fix that first with ourselves, which I had that issue with my daughter, and she called me out on it. So that kind of changed my whole thought process when she said, you know, you're doing the wrong thing and you're teaching me the wrong thing. But is there, I know it's pretty amazing.
Kudos for her, and kudos for you for listening and not being defensive and really taking that in.
Well, it's hard. It's hard to, you know, it's hard because we have all these different things coming at us and what we look like and how we look and, you know, magazines and on television, and it just is, it's not healthy. But let's talk about, is there a non-dieting approach to food? Because I'm so curious about this.
Well, there is, and I will answer that question in 1 minute, but I have to respond to something that you just said because it's so important, Michelle, is we need to start feeling good about ourselves inside. And right. with all of these messages and what we need to look like, especially on TV and all of that, we need to focus on our internal qualities and really cultivate that and appreciate that within ourselves, and then teach our daughters and sons to do the same thing.
But that's so hard, Julie. You know, this is, oh my gosh, it's so hard because, you know, as parents, we're also listening to, you know, all this multimedia tsunami of lies and Adobe mm-hmm. Photoshop pictures mm-hmm. and standards of, and I quote, beauty that are ridiculous. And so mm-hmm. it's a really hard thing. And then you get into that dietality. So can we go there? That non-dieting approach to food.
Absolutely. It is imperative, and even more so now with the obesity epidemic and our nation's response, it is imperative to know that the research consistently shows that dieting behavior leads to binge eating, and then it leads to either obesity or eating disorders. So when you look at that equation, dieting is what starts the chain of events that then causes disordered eating that either results in eating disorders, which are classically thought of as anorexia or bulimia, but then also obesity. So we do have to learn how to not diet. And that's a whole different mindset for our nation, but it is what I believe is the direction that we need to take.
Yeah, but so then you look at, you just flip on television and what do you see? You know, all of these football guys who are dropping weight on one particular, you know, plan and system and 5 pounds in 5 days and this kind of a thing. It's all scale driven and it's all numbers driven. It's a very hard thing because it's a battlefield out there. It really is.
But look at what Empower Her is all about. It's about advocacy.
Yay.
It's about fighting back. And I'm telling you, I see it both in my practice and I see it in the families that we work with, that you can start changing this trend family by family, child by child. And you really can start turning this around. We need to educate our kids about the messages that are out there and how that's unhealthy. We need to stop dieting ourselves. We need to eat according to our internal signals of hunger and fullness and eat for nutrition and not emotional fulfillment. You know, we need to teach our kids how to have healthy physical activity, not to burn calories, but because it's positive and healthy to move. And we have to move with them. We have to take walks and we have to run around the backyard and play frisbee.
Oh, well, you know, what about the F word? Fun. You know, when I was growing up, I mean, if you wanted to find me, I was hanging upside down in a tree somewhere. I mean, you know, we got to make it fun.
Yeah,
that's why I love
Barbies
Zumba. We're not even going to go there. But you know, it's really important that we understand that we left fun in the dust somewhere. Dr. Julie Onay is a licensed clinical psychologist, eating disorder specialist. She's a founder and clinical director of A New Beginning, and the website is anewbeginning.com. Dr. Onay, thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
So happy to have Dr. Onay. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.